guys, it's your host Sophie, and welcome to another episode of Ask with Dead and Hip Hop, where we ask your questions and give you our answers. Remember that the show is not sponsored or endorsed by any outside source, and this is why we're always honest and give it to you 100%. So, before we get into the question, I listened to y'all's Big Sean Hall of Fame review, and I was like, I kind of cheated because I didn't listen to the album before, so okay. I was like, okay, let me listen to it after. I was kind of biased, but listen, I just can't. I was not able to finish it. I think I got to like 11.
When you were like, okay, I kind of understand what these dudes were saying. Like, you could understand why we was like.
Yeah, angry. I was like, this is not. I didn't understand where he was coming from. It felt like Finally Famous all over again.
This is y'all coming from someone young now. Y'all saying the young stuff, whatever.
Y'all was dissing Ken. That was so disrespectful. What he was saying, huh?
Who?
You.
He said we was dissing.
Not everybody. That was Rod.
Yeah, that was Rod.
Rod was like, man, you is kind of too old to be talking to Big Sean.
I felt like all the background noise stopped just so Rod could say that.
And this is someone who's young and who, you know.
We don't dislike him. I feel like he could have potential. I just don't feel like he could try so that hard.
He doesn't have to. He's already got everything he needs.
Yeah.
Got money, got a bad chick.
He's good. People love him.
Music.
He's
good. People love him. Music. Yeah.
Whatever. Okay, well, there's that. Okay, so I guess we'll just hop right on into this first question, which is from @ClassicXHipHop. He asks, does skin color affect your perception on an MC and how you listen to the artist? I'm just wondering, as an Indian rapper.
Oh, so he doesn't mean like
just generally
his color and his color and his color. He's talking about like
race.
Really?
I think.
Why did he say that?
That's race? What he thought. He might have thought.
Yeah.
Really?
No, I'm pretty sure.
Can you hit him?
No.
Please. Like,
no.
You really thought that's what he like? For a hot second, you had to clarify that.
Huh?
You didn't know he meant race?
Were you confused by that question? Yeah, he didn't even mean like shades of skin.
I know!
Like race.
Niggas, you black or white, nigga. That's about it.
That's it.
I listen to no light skinned rappers.
I can't listen to that shit. You too light for dark skin.
Or them blood rappers.
Nah, you too black to be dope, dog.
But you know what, though? Maybe he asking that question because I think J. Cole said something like if I was a dark-skinned MC, I wouldn't be as famous as successful as I am
he
now.
Did say
I think
that.
How does that even make any sense?
I don't know. Like,
but
dude, Kendrick Lamar is more.
Nigga, you dope. You dope. If you not, you not. It is what it is. I don't care what color your skin is or where you come from. If I like you, I like you.
I don't think
because you can rap.
The thing is, he's not saying should it. He's saying like does it. Like
no, it doesn't.
It doesn't.
No, not at all. Why?
I don't feel like it might.
Not for me.
Why do you think so?
But what does it depend on the type of rapper though? Like, okay, if you listen to someone like ASAP Ferg or Waka, and then you throw in someone like Riff Raff. No, this is not even a joke, right? Like, you take them seriously. Like, they're into that. That's their life. But when Riff Raff does the same type of thing, you're like, oh, you're a clown. So you don't think that race has something to do with it? Because, I mean, you don't listen to Riff Raff, do you?
No.
But why you laugh when I say Riff Raff, though?
Because when I watch him in interviews, he's just way outlandish. You know what I'm saying?
So the black rappers don't sound silly as hell when they talk in interviews? You racist motherfucker.
For me, when I listen to Riff Raff, whether it's an interview or music, I get clowned from him. Now, some of these other guys, I get clowned from them as well. Mm-hmm. You know, like 2 Chainz, to me, I kind of put him a little bit into that category. Mm-hmm. He's funny, but he's not that extra. And I know that sounds crazy as hell not to say 2 Chainz is extra. Mm-hmm. But like in interviews and stuff, he's not extra. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I don't know.
I don't know, man.
Riff Raff is he's a little too much for me. I can't
say he's white.
It's not for me. You know what? I get the whole being a dope MC thing. Like, if you're dope, you're dope, you're dope, you're dope, you're dope, whatever. But taking that and tossing that to the side, is there something that I could relate to if I'm listening to somebody, you know, of another race? You know what I'm saying? Because there may be some things that they're talking about that's, you know, that's applicable to their culture that I can't necessarily, you know, attach myself to, like So,
what do white people talk about that black people don't? We eat niches, nigga. We eat niches.
Hey, Ken has a big ass shovel right now, but
What is it? Volleyball. We make it talk about volleyball. Striking off niggas.
Like, tennis is ho, nigga.
I don't get it.
Read that question one more time.
Does color affect your perspective on a rapper? Do you care if the motherfucker is white, black, Asian?
How you listen to the artist?
What about race? I mean, not race, but like he's talking about Indian. You said no. What you saying? White, black, whatever. But this is an Indian.
I didn't get that far.
Did I jump in too
soon? No, I mean he heard. But I mean they're black shit.
But you went back. But see, that goes back to what I'm saying, though. Can you relate to an Indian rapper?
Yes.
You can relate to an Indian rapper.
Let B talk. Go ahead, B.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't matter what their race is for me, because like listening to Eminem back, you know, during in the days before he blew up, yeah, he was talking about, you know, killing his baby moms and all that stuff like that. It was, I mean, for me, I think his delivery was more dope than what he was talking about. What were you about to say?
If I say it's white boy shit.
Oh. I think his delivery was just more, for me, doper than what he was talking about. So I didn't really take into mind, like, oh my God, he's talking about killing this and doing this to his mom like that. It's like, we had black rappers talking about killing people too as well. So it's like, what was the difference? So I think race, for me, doesn't play no issue.
I just think it's kind of funny because I think Macklemore had an interview with somebody and he said, he's talking about something like, if I wasn't white, I don't think I would have, you know, be as successful as I am, or something like that.
Who said?
But this was right around the time J. Cole said the shit. He said
allegedly. Don't quote me.
Yeah.
No, he did say don't that. Quote he did say it. Yeah. But is it my turn, or you just talking
about something? But is this really it's really gonna be black, white? Because we've talked about this before.
But even Eminem said.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Let's. Can we branch ourselves outside of the black and white thing?
What do you mean?
Because we're stuck on black and white, and we've talked about black and white rappers before.
Asian,
I think we've
Indian,
I was going to.
That's why. I thought you had something different to throw out there.
No. It seemed like we were just stuck on that. So I just kind of wanted to. Okay.
So no, I don't. So here's the thing with me, at least. I don't care what race they are. Their race makes no fucking difference. What makes a difference to me is their background. I would more so tune out of a rapper based on class versus race. Like, if you're just an overly rich white rapper, or if you're an overly rich black rapper, I can't really relate to you. So therefore, I don't care about what you're saying. Now, if you're an overly rich Indian rapper, I don't really care what you're saying. But if you're a middle class and you're talking about this and that, things that I have in my life, things that relate to my experience, yeah, I don't give a shit what race you are. The only thing that separates rappers from me is class.
So what happens when the rapper becomes successful and now he has that money and all of that, he's in a different class?
I just don't want to hear about that. Like, that kind of shit doesn't interest me. And Macklemore is 100% right. If he was a black rapper, he would not be as successful for a number of reasons. One, black folks don't make the kind of music he makes. Like, a black dude could not get away with Same Love. They just fucking couldn't. We expect that from a white rapper. When Murs did it, it was like, oh, cool. When Macklemore did it, oh my fucking God, someone finally said it. People been making songs like this forever. But he's right. But I don't give a shit if he's white. Shit, if he's talking about shit that interests me and that I can relate to, or if he just spits it well, even if I can't necessarily relate to it, as long as it doesn't offend me.
Yeah.
You know, if all you're talking about, I'm rich, nigga, I got a 5-car, nigga, I don't want to hear that.
So, like, even, you know, Eminem has said in the past that he feels that a big part of the reason why he's been being mentioned as one of the greats outside of his music, because let's be honest, the dude is dope. But what's helped him was because he is white. Like, do y'all agree with that?
I think what he was saying is his popularity was because he was white. I don't know that he was saying that people think he's one of the best rappers. His skill stands by itself.
I agree.
Popularity, they needed a new face.
Because he's a minority. You know what I'm saying? In hip hop, I think,
most
you know, white and any other race, you're a minority to the black community.
White kids needed somebody that they could relate to. And again, black people wouldn't have got away with M shit. Look at Brother Lynch Hung. He was talking about the same kind of shit.
Yep.
He didn't make it the way M did. Not saying that their skill level is necessarily comparable, but talking about putting your baby mama in the fucking trunk and doing mushrooms and shit. Black folks are like, mushrooms? I eat mushrooms all the time, nigga. I don't get high. I had mushrooms on my pizza, Charlotte. I wasn't high. What the hell this dude talking about? What, he lays that shit right that way, huh? I'm saying, what goddamn, you dip your mushroom in, nigga.
So what did J. Cole say? I didn't read the article. Well, I just saw the headline.
Pretty much in a nutshell version, if he was a dark skinned rapper, he wouldn't be as successful.
But what does he mean by that?
I don't get that either.
You know, I know Mike because he told me he watched Love and Hip Hop New York. Remember when Consequence had that one line in that song he was trying to piss and he said, light skin's the right skin, this, that, and the third. I think it's just the perception now, you know, in our culture that the lighter you are, you know, the better. I don't believe
in
that shit.
I don't believe in that.
No, but I'm just
light skin has been in for a minute. Though.
No, light skin. I agree with Ralph.
You do?
Yes. Yes. See, light skin has. I don't give a fuck what anybody says. You want to act like light skin went out of style. Light skin never went out of style. We just tried to act like it did because we were on some pro-black shit. Light skin never went out of style. It never affected hip hop. I never heard people making fun of light-skinned rappers until Drake. Until Drake. Because Drake just handed it to everybody.
Yeah. Yep, he did.
And him being light-skinned was just like a good addition.
All you soft-ass light-skinned motherfuckers, and Drake is your leader. No, there were
plenty of lighter rappers. I do agree with that.
Craig G wasn't necessarily dark. Ain't nobody made fun of him. Shit, I mean, come on, man. That shit did not affect hip hop. You were bugging, bro. I don't remember that shit ever affecting hip hop.
I guess the consensus is that race doesn't affect how we perceive an artist. But is it safe to say that race does affect how artists are perceived to others outside of us?
I've never heard this. I've never heard the distinction between light skin and dark skin rappers.
Just Asian, Mexican, or whatever.
I've heard people have some kind of not an issue, but they have a harder time taking them seriously.
Seriously, right.
Yeah. Jin changed that for Asian rappers, but I haven't heard anybody come out and really change it for Middle Eastern or Indian rappers.
Yeah.
Das Racist kinda did, but no one really knew what race they really were.
Yeah.
So
Do you guys foresee that being a problem for them, for Indian rappers to break through?
Most definitely. Of course. Most definitely.
Look, because
they have a hard... Oh, sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, like, just minority... Like, if you're a minority in hip-hop, it's going to be a little bit harder for you to break.
Because
hip-hop...
That relatability. The relatability thing talking about earlier.
Yeah, hip-hop is a black culture. You know what I'm saying? It was created by blacks. You know what I'm saying? But it obviously crossed boundaries and everything is bigger. But it's still harder for a minority in hip-hop, meaning any other race. I think Hispanics, for the most part, they kind of get a pass, especially because it was created in New York, and you got Dominicans, Puerto Ricans, Cubans. Right. Yeah. So we all niggas, you know what I'm saying? No, Mexicans, you know what I'm saying, that look really, really, really Mexican, or Indians and whites. It's harder for you to break through.
Not whites.
I think sometimes
it's easier for whites to break out than it is for black rappers to break out, man. But Indian rappers, they got
independent.
Say again?
I said Macklemore went platinum independently.
Bump Macklemore. There's been plenty of white rappers that make it. Exactly. But how many Indian rappers can you name? I'll give you one fucking hand. How many can you name? She's not really a rapper, though.
Beastie Boys is like one of those.
No, but they were white.
Yeah,
no, I'm saying how many Indian rappers can you think of?
Shit.
Das Racist, we kind of think.
We think.
Them other niggas.
Yeah, get that together. Get that together.
Yeah, get that. I was putting two, but well, you can count them as one. Give me one.
I know, we can't. Yeah,
you
can't.
So yeah, it would be really hard for an Indian rapper to make it.
Y'all be super dope.
Because you're going to be labeled an Indian rapper. You're never going to be a rapper.
Right, and I think even if you are super dope, I still think that that perception.
But like you said, that you're right initially, but once I listen to your music, if it's relatable, I think that those barriers, no? You don't think so?
I love your way of thinking, but I don't think anybody thinks that way.
Well, not everybody, but I think
the majority of people, you know what I'm saying, that actually listen to hip hop. Because like when we were talking to the Kendrick Lamar control, everybody doesn't get it, you know what I'm saying? But the people that do get hip hop, I think it doesn't matter. I think the majority of them are like us.
I disagree. Mm-hmm. Oh, but I don't think the majority of them are like us at all. They're going to be like, no matter how dope he is, he's a dope Indian rapper. Why can't he just be a dope rapper? Just like female rappers.
I don't
They'll never just be, oh, who's Rhapsody? Oh, she's a really good rapper. Nah, she is chick that raps, and she's good. Yeah. Just like an Indian person.
I guess.
Especially if he's speaking with an accent. If he's speaking with an accent, let him throw in some words that we don't understand.
Oh yeah, that's gonna turn me
most
down.
All right, I think we're done here. So thank you, Classy X Hip Hop, for your question. That pretty much wraps it up for today's show. So remember to send all of your questions to our email or on Twitter at AskDEHH, and follow me at Sire Music on Twitter, YouTube, and Instagram.